There's always something magical about hearing a choir that's singing a cappella that is without instruments, soprano, alto, tenor, baritone, bass coming alive in harmony. It can be a mesmerizing, spine-tingling experience. And we're heading out to Simcoe County next to hear one of the renowned ensembles of this region, Lyrica Choir. It's a 28-voice ensemble, and it's comprised of auditioned, experienced amateur singers with a passion for great choral music. It's my pleasure to welcome Josh Veenstra, the president of Lyrica Choir, to our jukebox line today, as he is getting ready, as are the choir members, for the final show of the 2023-24 season. Welcome, Josh.
Thank you very much for having me. It's great to be here.
Absolutely. We're super excited for you and your upcoming concert. It's called Series Discover. Tell us a little bit about what there is to discover at this show.
Yes, we're really excited about this too. We kind of designed this concert to showcase some newer compositions that have only recently been put out there, and as well as some sort of maybe unknown things that have come up in other sort of exploring our other composers and our favorite composers and some of their less known music. Our last concert was dedicated to Fauré as the 100th anniversary of his death, and I mean, a lot of us know Fauré and you know, his wonderful works, but we wanted to kind of go the opposite direction in this case, where we're still seeing some of our favorite composers like Benjamin Britten and Henry Purcell, Matthew Harris and Patrick Hawes, and sort of seeing some of these lesser known pieces and really bringing them to light because they're wonderful and beautiful and deserve just as much as attention.
So I see your music has a span of entire century from the late 1890s to 2017 with three motets leading to a modern work, Beatitudes. 2017. Yes. What is kind of the overbinding thread that brings everything together in all this music?
Yeah, for us, I think it's really about the type of music that we're passionate about, for one. As you mentioned at the start, you know, we're an auditioned ensemble, experienced singers. Many of us have, you know, music degrees, and so we really like to challenge ourselves. We find music that's not only, you know, beautiful and lyrical and all of those wonderful things that we love about choir music, but also that has that element of challenge to it. We want to push and better ourselves to do the best that we can for our audience and for our community. And many of these pieces have that element to them, because music doesn't have to be difficult to be beautiful, but we like that element to our music as well. There's a lot of flowing lines and flowing parts that will pass along from soprano down to alto to tenor to bass, and then back all the way back up the series of voices.
Oh,
and
that's beautiful to witness.
It's really, really cool.
Soaring nightingale.
Exactly, yeah. And so that element, I think, is something that we're very strong at.
Good.
We're hopeful that you'll hear that in our show on the 1st.
I'm speaking with Josh. He is the president of Lyrica Choir. It's their last concert of the 2023-2024 season. It features renowned composers, Benjamin Britten, Henry Purcell, among others. Also newer compositions by Matthew Harris, Patrick Hawes. This performance is taking place Saturday, June 1st, 7:30 p.m. at Burton Avenue United Church in Barrie. Tickets are $25, a reduced price for students and seniors of only $20, and they can be purchased at the door or online at their website. And the website is lyricachoir.ca, lyricachoir.ca. Josh, you're the president of the choral scene in Barrie. How have things now come back? Do you find your audience pre-COVID is now returning? What about the musicians?
Yeah.
Did you have to do a whole new audition process? What is the scene like these days?
So as you might expect, immediately after COVID, we did struggle a little bit with, you know, chorister retention, audience retention. Mm-hmm. We did manage to put out one show near the end of COVID restriction time period. But we've seen our choir grow significantly since then. We've added multiple voices to our sections. We're also seeing a higher level of diversity within our chorister sections as well. So we have voices from various nationalities and age groups, which is a wonderful thing to see. And we're really excited to build on that. And our audience is just continuing to grow as well. And
good. As is Barrie, of course.
Yeah. Barrie.
Unrecognizable.
Yeah, exactly. One of the biggest growing cities in Ontario, right? So
that's it, right? Yeah. The entire region, Simcoe County, is just exploding.
Exactly.
Well, this sounds just terrific. Good luck with your final show of the season. I see there's the feeling of spring, a celebration of spring in so many of the titles You have Flora Gave Me Fairest Flowers, some of the Shakespeare songs. You're inviting your listeners to revel in the cheerful spring, and it's going to be a fun, upbeat concert for sure. Check it out at lyricachoir.ca. Any final thoughts, Josh?
Thank you so much for this opportunity. Please do come out and see us. It's going to be an amazing show. Next year is our 2024-2025 season, is our 25th anniversary of the existence of the ensemble.
Oh, that's exciting.
Yeah, we got some really big sort of, we got really big plans in the works, so stay tuned for that. Sign up to our social medias. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram, and stay tuned there for some updates and announcements for our 25th anniversary season.
Good luck to you and your team, staff, your board, your wonderful voice ensemble. It's for sure going to be a fun-filled way to spend an evening. That is at lyricachoir.ca. Get your tickets there and come check it out. Saturday, June 1st, 7:30 p.m. That's at Burton Avenue, United Church in Barrie, 37 Burton Avenue. Thank you, Josh. Have a great afternoon.
Thank you, sir. You too.